We're starting a Nun Aleph Aleph. Bo Minim Rav Chisa. They asked the Kashrut Rav Chisa. Mishach Veshasav La Baruch Hu. Somebody ate and drank and did not yet make his bracha Rishona. Mal Shiasu Yivarach. So you make the bracha after you finish eating. Amal Mishach Hoshum Varechon Nodav. Yasu Varechon Shum Achar Kedesh Yerochon Nodav. Somebody ate garlic and his breath smells. He should eat more garlic so that his breath smells even worse. If he made one thing wrong, what? He should make another thing wrong, do another thing wrong by making a bracha afterward. Amal Ravina Hilcha Afilu Gamar Sudas. Yasu Yivarach. Therefore, even if he finishes the Suda, he should go and make a bracha. Detanya Tavu Va'Ola. If he is tovel and then he comes back up, Omer Valiyos, you should say when he gets up, Baruch Hashem Hashem Sonu, Allah Tfila. Right? You should make the bracha afterward. But Velohi, Hazme Kara Gavar Lachazi, the reason why he makes the bracha afterward is because the person wasn't able to make the bracha afterward. Hachame Kara Gavar Chazi over here, the guy was Chazi, he was able to make the bracha, and that's why he made the bracha afterward. Hole Idchi, Idchi. Once he got pushed off, it got pushed off, right? Once it got pushed off, there's nothing he could do. So you don't make the bracha afterward. Two dots. Tarnabana Aspargus, you have a live tovel in time. This aspargus is some type of a drink that you used to drink. Right, so it's good for the heart, it's beautiful for the heart, and it's good for the eyes. Koshkan Levinayim, especially for the inner. Taragobo, somebody who used to drink it all the time, Yafal Chogufo, it's really good for the entire body. Mishtakarim, and if you get drunk from a Koshkan Chogufo, then it's bad for your entire body. Mikhtani, Yafal Levi, you say it's good for the heart. Mikhlal Levachamra, Skinon, it sounds like we're talking about wine. And then it says, it's good for the inner. It's Vatanya. L'la'at Yafa, l'ramat kasha. L'la'at Yafa, it's good for la'at, and it's bad for ramat. Right, so one of those things that we're talking about over here is the me'ayim, right? The me'ayim is going to be something bad. So we kitanya he, when we talk about that over there, we say miyushan, that if it's older wine, get it on. Right, I don't want to drink any wine because wine is bad for the me'ayim. But older wine is good for the me'ayim. And then it's also to have new wine, but to have old wine because that's not part of his original promise. So shmamina. So shmamina over here, that older wine is going to be perfectly fine. So once again, so it's going to be good for the la'at. What is that? It's good for the lave, the ayin, and the tchol, the spleen. But it's bad for the rosh, the me'ayim, and the tachtonios. But that's new wine. That's bad for those three things. For rosh, me'ayim, the head, the stomach, the innards, I should say, and for hemorrhoids. That's bad for that. To that, son of Anashishdavar, number of aspargos. There are six things that they say about aspargos, this type of drink. Ein shosan oso lakshu chayim alei. You only drink it when it's raw wine, not mixed, and it's filled up to the top. Take it with your right hand and then drink it with your left hand. You shouldn't talk after it. You shouldn't stop in the middle of it while drinking it. Don't give it back except to the person who gave it to you. But you better spit after it. Right? And you cannot be so mechit, in other words, to eat after it anything unless it's something similar to it. You should have bread. It depends, right? Whether you're putting it in, like, it depends on what you put inside there. Was it, you know, some type of beer made of figs? If it was a beer made of, you know, some type of dates, or was it actual wine? And that's the difference of what you should have afterward. Tani chada. The lad yavad l'ramat kasha. So we already said it was good for the lev, the ayin, the tchol, the spleen, but it's bad for the rosh and the ayim, the innards, and tachtonios for hemorrhoids. But tani yavad l'ramat yafa. Lat kasha, it's good for ramat, but it's bad for the lat. So l'kasha al-racham rabbi shechor, it depends if it's made of wine, if wine is being put inside there, or if it's put, if beer is being put inside there. So tani chada, we have one brisa, rok achrav leike, that if you spit afterward, well, that's going to, you know, ruin, I guess, going to make you sick. Vatani yachlo rok achrav leike. If you don't spit afterward, it's going to make you sick. L'kasha al-racham rabbi shechor, it depends if it's wine or beer. Amar vash asher amart lo rok achrav leike, meimav nizrok and afilu b'nei melech. Right? So in that case, you can definitely pour it out, even if you're in front of the king, right? In other words, when it comes to this, maybe when he's rocking, you should spit even in front of a king, and you don't want to put yourself in sakana. Two dots. This malach known as Suriel, who's the officer of the inside, the malach of the inside, he told me three things. Don't take your shirt directly from the hands of the shamash in the morning and wear, because you didn't wash his hands. Don't wash your hands from somebody who did not wash his hands first. And don't give the cup of asparagus to anyone except for the person who gave it to you because of this type of demon that's called tachsophis. Istalganis is the name of the type of destroying angels that are looking for a person. When one of these three things happen, it'll be trapped. So don't do any of those three things. Don't take your clothing directly from the hands of the shamash and wear it. Don't wash your hands from somebody who didn't wash his hands. And don't stand in front of the women when they're coming back after burying the dead. Says the satan. I'm walking, I'm dancing and walking in front of them. My sword is in my hand, and I have rishus to be able to kill anybody that has evi pogam itakate. So if you do that, what do you do? Jump away 4 amos from the women. If there's a river cross over, there's another lezoba, go on it. So if there's a wall, then stand, I guess, with your back to it in some way. Walk behind it. Otherwise, turn your face. Right, the pasuk in Zechariah, ad chalfi minay, until they pass by. To that, there are 10 things that are said about a kosher bracha when you drink wine after by benching. So number one, you need to rinse it out before you use anything, and shtifa, and we'll talk about shtifa later. That's number one and two. Chai umale, it's got to be 3 raw. In other words, we'll talk about that. Male, it's got to be filled up to the top, and that's 4. Itur v'ituf, right? We're going to talk about all these things, crowned as well as and wrapped, 5 and 6. Note the b'shtei yadav, you take it with 2 hands, that's number 7. V'nosim b'yamin, put it into your right hand when benching with it. Now b'yam re'karka tefa, keep it above the ground by at least a tefa. V'nosim in a bow, number 10, put your eyes on it when you're benching. V'yesh omrim, af mishag v'matam l'anshi beis, so also you should send it as a gift to your wife to be able to drink from. Rabbi Yochanan, anu'in lenu l'arba b'vad, we only have 4. Hadocha shifa chayu mali. Okay, let's explain. Tano, hadocha mivnim, shtifim b'chutz. Hadocha means you rinse it out on the inside. Shtifa is the rinsing it out on the outside. So those are the first 2 things we need. So we already know what chai is, that it should be somewhat raw. Number 4, anybody who makes a bracha on a full cup, we give him inheritances without any borders. Right, he's filled with the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the west and the south will be in his inheritance. Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Omar, take 2 worlds, that's why you should have a kos malay. Itor, Rabbi Yudama Atur B'talmidim, you should have a lot of Talmidim around, a lot of people around it. Rabbi Chistam Atur Libanatli, he said that it was going to be, you should do so with Natli, and Natli is with a lot of different cups. So people can drink from Rechanan u Bechai, right? It should also be, as we said before, that it should be with raw or wine, like really good wine. Amrashish is a Birchas Aretz, right? And not only that, but there should be a Birchas Aretz, meaning you should have sometime when you get to Birchas Aretz, you should add on a little bit because it might have spilled out a little bit. So when you get to the second bracha, try to add on a little bit. Itu for Papa Ma'at V'Yosef, he wore his talus as he would sit down and drink it. Ravasi Paras Sudra Aureshi, he wore a special keep on top of his head. That's why some people wear their hats for benching. Notul B'Shteyad, you take it with both hands. Amrachini Rapa Micro, where do we get that from? Says, lift up your hands and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you take it with both hands. And nose to the yom, give it to your right hand. Rechiv Rabban Rav Yochanan Rishonim Shalu. Small mash to the yom. Can the left hand help out your right hand? Rav Asha over Rishonim Miboylu Veloiv Shalu. Since the first people used to ask that and they didn't answer the questions, therefore, turn the page to Nun Aleph on the days. On an Avi Lachomra, we should be Lachomra. We should go Machmer on this and don't have the left hand help the right hand. Magbim and a Karkatav. You should lift it up from the Karkat Tefach. I'm Rechav Chareinim. Micro. What's the pasuk? Right. The coast of salvation, the cup of salvation, I'll lift up and then they call out in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll put your eyes on a keichet below, and so you don't lose your mind from it, you don't stop thinking about it. Send it to your wife as a matana. That was number 11. Keichet is part of the view, so that your wife will receive a bracha as well. Ula ikalabei Rav Nachman. Ula came to the house of Rav Nachman, karach rift about rech baruch of Zanzona. So they ate bread together and they benched. He gave the kos of bracha to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, lishadim ar kasa de baruch asal Yalta. He said, go send the kos of bracha to Yalta, to my wife. I'm lehachan Rav Yochanan. This is what Ula said. This is what Rav Yochanan says. The fruit of the labor of the woman, right, only gets blessed from the pre-bitno shalish, meaning if you drink it, that's good enough. Shamar berach pre-vinacha, pre-vitna, the number doesn't say hers, ala pre-vinacha, so the man should drink, not the woman. Tanya Halki, we have a price like this, Rabbi Nasanom, Rabbi Nashem, pre-bitno shalish, misparach, lim, pre-bitno shalish, how do we know that the man drinks, that's good, but if the woman is not that big, shamar berach pre-vinacha, pre-bitna, the number, ala pre-vinacha. So it's actually not just a price, not just a statement from Yochanan, it's a price with Rabbi Nasan. Ad Halki, Shama Yalta. As it was going on, Yalta heard about this, Kami Bizhara, she got it very angrily, but also the Bechamish, she went to the place where they had the wine, the Tavadame down at Dechamra. She broke 400 barrels of wine. Go send her another cup. Shalachalei sent it to her. All these cups happen to be kosher brachas. Shalachalei, right? She sent back to him maduri mili from those people who are trying to go around, right? And it's in the what's it called? The cities try to sell stuff. They have a lot of words. Mismartuti klemi, and from old clothing you get lice, and that clearly was not helping her. You don't talk when having the kosher bracha. You should not make a bracha also by the kosher paranos. My kosher paranos. What is that? is one of the kosheni, which refers to shel zugos. I mean, the second cup that you have when it comes to zugos itself, where we talk about it in Pesachim, but not having double cups, 2, 4, 6, 8, etc. Tanya achi, shel zikif lamim, if you drink 2 cups, don't make any brachas. You have to greet your grad Israel, and this isn't good enough, you're not going to be able to do it. Rabbi Lamasni Satana, Rabbi Vos says some say no price, right? Somebody who eats and then walks, he should make the bracha while standing. And if he's eating standing, well, he should make the bracha while sitting. When he's leaning and eating, sit down and make the bracha properly. But we hold by everything. Sit down and make the bracha, and that's the proper way of doing it. Okay, we just ended the 7th parak, now we're on the 8th parak. There are the following 7 things that we have as differences between Beisham and Beisolim when it comes to a meal. Number 1, Beisham and Baruch HaYom V'Akram HaBaruch HaYom. First you make Kiddush, and then you make the bracha on the wine. Beisolim and Baruch HaYom V'Akram HaBaruch HaYom. We make the bracha on the wine, and then after we make the bracha on the day, and that's what we do. Beisham and Baruch HaYom V'Akram HaBaruch HaYom goes, first we wash hands, and then afterward we pour the cup or mix the cup of wine. But Beisolim says, Mosgenes goes V'Akram HaYom. First we mix the cup of wine, and then afterward we wash our hands, and that's what we do. Beisham and Baruch HaYom, we wipe our hands on the tablecloth, we leave it, or whatever the napkins are, and we leave it on the table. You could do it on the chair itself so that it's not there on the table and it's not so disgusting. Neither one of these are things that we really do because we don't do nitilzi daim at the table, so it's not that big of a deal. Number 4, first we sweep up the house and get rid of everything, and then we afterward we wash our hands from mayim achronim. And afterward we sweep up the house, and that's pretty much all we hold, right, that we clean up after we wash our hands. First make the bracha on the ner, then mazon, right, if you have to do Birchzah Mazon as well, Bisamim, and then Avdallah, Bisalamim, Ner, Ubisamim, Mazon, Avdallah, Nikh, Ner, and the Bisamim, then Mazon, and then Avdallah itself. We'll talk about how, obviously, we're going to talk about Bray, Mne, Bisamim comes before the Ner, so we don't hold like this base hill. There's going to be another version of this base hill. Vishamarim, Shabar, Moro, or Aish, he makes the Bracha, Shabara, Or Aish, as in past tense, seemingly, Bisalamim, Bore, Mor, Aish. He is creating the Mor, Aish, right? That's what we make as the Bracha, and obviously we hold that way. While we're talking about that, you shouldn't make a Bracha on Motzei Shabbos on a candle, nor on b'sam that belong to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, lo on erev b'sam shel mesim, and so too on an erev b'sam that belong to dead people, lo on erev b'sam shel Avodah Zarah. Aim v'orcha l'anir achios l'oro. Right? So we're going to talk about akum, as well as mesim, as well as Avodah Zarah, and we're going to see the difference between the three of them over there. Aim v'orcha l'anir achios l'oro, you should make a bracha on any candles until you benefit from the light itself. Mi she'ocha v'shachav l'berach. Now, number 7. Somebody who ate and forgot and did not bench. You have to go back to your place and bench. You make the bracha wherever you are. And in this case, we'll look how long can it go? Until it all digests in your system, we say 72 minutes. If you have wine after the meal, if that's the only kos that you have, this technically doesn't have to do with the meal, but I guess you can say it's the eighth machlokas, right? You make the bracha on the wine, and then afterward you make a bracha on the meal itself. So you make a guffin, and then you go on berchus amazon. You make it on the mazon, and then afterward on the wine, which seems to be what we hold. We don't drink wine right before the berchus amazon. We answer amen after the Yisrael that makes the bracha. We don't make an amen after a kuzi that makes the bracha until you hear the entire bracha. Once you hear the entire bracha, then it's going to be a little bit different. Then you can go ahead and do that. Says the Gemara. These are the things that are the difference between Bisham and Bisholah when it comes to Zuda. Bisham, first, we make a bracha on the day, meaning on Kiddush, and then after we make the bracha on the wine, because number one, the only reason why you're saying the Kiddush is to bring about the wine, so the wine is only there because of the Kiddush itself. Right? The day was already Mekadish first, and then the wine was brought afterward. So that's why you do Kiddush before Yain. Because the wine causes the Kiddush to be said, so therefore you make the Baruch on the wine first. The Baruch of wine is Tadir. The Baruch of the Yom Kiddush is not Tadir. Tadir for the Shenu, Tadir Koydam. You do the one that's more common. Why does he have to mention the Baruch? If you're going to say the Bisham, it technically has two different things. That number one, you made the Baruch on the wine because the day causes wine to come, and also Kfar Kiddush Yom Adayin Loba. There's two things over here, and this is only one. Hakanam and Tartin Inu Bisel also has two. Berchaz Yan Tadir, Berchaz Yom Inetadir, Tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Koydim. So there are two reasons. Alak Dever Bisel Pshita, Alak Zalak Bisel. Yeah, isn't that obvious? On Nafka Baskol, the Baskol came out and said we always hold like Bisel. Yibasim Akon Baskol. Maybe this is before the Baskol came. Yibasim Laachar Baskol. Maybe it's after the Baskol. Top of Nun Beis Manal of Rabbi Yeshua. He Damri Mashkiyachom Baskol. It's Rabbi Yeshua that we don't listen to the Baskol. So therefore, in this case, we hold like Bisel. Wait a second. Beis Shammai just said said that the bracha of the day is greater than the bracha of the wine. Vatani, we learn a brayso. Nichnas obesoy motzei Shabbos varochal yam valama or valbasam rakachom ravdala. Somebody goes into his house on motzei Shabbos. So first he makes a bracha on the wine, and then bere morayesh, and then bere mirvisamim, and then after he makes avdala, he aim lo ala kos echad manich lacham azan. And if you only have one cup, you leave it until after the meal. Mashal shen kula achor, and you make all the brachos afterward. Vahamam mimayd beishamayhi lo beiselohi. He said, wait a second, is that beishamay? Maybe it's beiselo. Lo sakadaitoch. You can't think that way because that brayso says the ketanim or vakabesamim. Who's the one? Man shemata le deisle haisvara. Who's the one that says you say bore morayesh before bere mirvisamim? Beishamay. Tani amrav yudul lo nechlu beishamay beiselo ala mazan shebetchila vav. Right? Nobody argues. Beisham and Beisel both agree that, you know, regarding Muslim, that it's first, and Havdalah, that it's at the end. Oma Nechlechus, if you're doing it right after a meal, what do they argue about? Oma Or Vabasam. Beisham says, Ma'or Vaka Besam, Beisel Omrim, Besamim Vaka Ma'or. So therefore, Beisel would say, you go Besamim, and then afterward Ma'or. So this Bryce over here, that says over here, you make Ma'or, and then Besamim, that must be Beisham. And we see that Beisham says that the Berchus Yom comes after the Yayin itself. We'll stop right there. We're about 12 lines down in Invezim at Aleph.